Welcome to the Be That Healing Girl podcast. And today's episode is all about how to stop overthinking relationships. And it doesn't really matter if you're dating and you're thinking, when are they going to text me back? We just started dating, or we went on a first date, or we just met on Tinder, whatever the case may be. Or maybe you're in a relationship and you can't stop overthinking, when are we going to move in, or when are we going to get married? Or maybe you had a fight and you're feeling a little off, or maybe you're even married. I have clients that are married and you're wondering, okay, are they just going to up and leave? Are they going to leave me for no reason because we had an argument about the kids? Doesn't really matter where you're at in relationship. I know this episode's going to help because I really want it to offer some perspective and how to stop overthinking. So buckle in and make sure to stay to the end because I'm going to give you a tool that is so simple, so ridiculously simple, but it's also the most important thing I feel when it comes to approaching healing overthinking in relationship anxiety with anxious attachment. So buckle in, I got you. And if you're new here, I'm Claire, and I love supporting overachieving, successful, driven women who are slaying it in their careers, and also they're struggling with finding the same success in their romantic life. In fact, I just got another client the other day, yay, and she says she has 3 successful businesses, okay? This is the type of girlies that I love supporting because it's so mind-boggling that they can literally, she was talking about how she could set up a business in like literally 3 hours, like get you the LLC, come up with a marketing plan, the 3-year plan. And she has all of these successes and achievements under her belt. And at the same time, she is completely struggling with her relationship. So if that is you, you're in the right space. I have got you. And if you're enjoying this episode and enjoying the entire podcast, leaving a 5-star review means so much. Seriously, I love seeing those stars come onto the ratings, and it does just take 2 seconds, and it would just be great to see your review. Now, let's dive in. And I was thinking about what to share here on my walk outside, and I couldn't help but just feel all the feels of this one specific time where I was on the overthinking spiral. It was seriously probably the worst episode that I can remember. And it was, of course, with my husband, Craig, who, if you didn't know, was avoidant. I was anxiously attached, and now we have a secure relationship. And I love keeping it real with y'all. I hope I could do a good job sharing that this was not how we are now, but it certainly was our reality in the past, where it was just up and down, up and down, up and down. It was really hard. And I also just want to show that, yeah, I show a lot of us getting along now. And we do. In fact, the other day, my husband was saying, oh my gosh, we're going to be together for 8 years. And we're sharing how amazing our marriage is and how did we get here. And I just want to keep it real of it wasn't always like this. Okay. So, in that spiral and in that episode where there was a really simple miscommunication that happened, where I thought, because we were long distance-ish, if you're familiar with Colorado, I lived in South Denver, the very bottom of Metro Denver, and he lived in Boulder. So, you know, technically, mile-wise, it's not that far. Like, if there was zero traffic, if there was, like, an apocalypse, I could probably get to his house in 45 minutes. But with traffic and all that, it's probably more like an hour and 20 minutes. So spending time together was very tricky, and I would feel so great when we were together, but in that space apart, it was just edgy, right? Because I had anxious attachment. So the weekends were really special because that's typically when we would hang out. And so I had thought that he was going to go to this event with his family, his brother and his dad, and I made an assumption that we were going to hang out after, because up to that point, we were hanging out every single weekend. And so that's a gap right there, right? I had an assumption in my head. We hadn't communicated about it. And so it comes down to, okay, it's like, I know he's getting done with his event. I made the assumption that we were hanging out, and there was a fight. We had a total miscommunication, and essentially for 12, 15, 20 hours until the next day, we did not talk. And I know that seems, I look back and I'm like, gosh, that actually wasn't that bad. But for me, It was just horrible. It felt absolutely, I was wrecked. And if you know, you know, right? So in that space, in that evening, I am in a total overthinking spiral. I'm pulling up our messages. I'm like saying it like a dialogue, like a script to my best friend. And we're going back and forth and we're looking at it. And I'm looking at it, being so confused. I'm replaying our conversation in our head. And I just couldn't let it go. I was thinking to myself, what did I say wrong? What did I do wrong? How did this happen? And I got something wrong. So... in that spiral, a friend of mine gave me some medicine. Now, I am not a doctor or a health professional. I'm only sharing my experience. If you want to take whatever medicine, please consult a doctor or a physician or psychiatrist. So I'm just going to say medicine. And I did feel better, like technically better. My heart rate was slower. I was like a little foggier. But honestly, even with the medicine, my thoughts were still 100 miles per hour. And this was something that my friend at the time said that I hold to my heart, because this is literally what I preach and I teach in my practice with clients and in my programs. And even though the medicine had helped my symptoms, I am in charge of my thoughts. And that was like mind-blowing to me. I just was, wow, okay. And then I realized and sat with, well, then what the heck do I do? What do I do? Because I feel absolutely out of control. This is bonkers. I feel bonkers. And so that's where I was. And then the conclusion of that is we were able to connect the next day and make amends, repair. But again, this basically was every 2 weeks for us. It was almost like on a timer, because there was just deeper things that we weren't ready to look at that point. So I'm going to say and share my perspective on this. And it's important that you hear the perspective before I give you the tool, okay? And I'm going to relate this to health and how our culture approaches health in, at least I'm in the States, all right? So Western American culture is, let's say you have a heart attack, right? You have a heart attack and you go to the doctor and you're like, help me with a heart attack. And this is the same thing when we are overthinking. We're in an attack. If you've ever experienced it, it does feel like all-encompassing. It is intense. And just like a person having a heart attack would go to the doctor, the doctor can only do so much. Maybe they give you a bear, like a here if you have a heart attack, getting bear in your system or some kind of vasoconstrictor does help. But there's only so much a doctor can do. Sometimes you're just going to have the heart attack, right? And that's hard to hear. I know, because the reality is the heart attack it's the pinnacle. There were other signs and other indicators way before the heart attack, way before it happened, that most people that have heart attacks ignore. Okay, I'm going to say this with love to you now. And I love you, which means I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to be truthful with you. By the time you are in the overthinking attack with so much love, there are many things that you have probably, it's likely that you have ignored, pushed to the side and said, no big deal. Okay. And so it's the same thing like a good doctor would tell somebody, and I'm not a doctor, that would tell somebody that has all these symptoms or things that they're doing in their life that are leading up to the heart attack. You probably want to stop eating so many French fries. You probably want to get some exercise. You probably want to drink more water or eat less salt. And this is the same thing that I find in my practice with my clients, and it is in all of the preventative care. Now, I'm not saying that there aren't tools that can help in the moment, 100% there are, but so much the bulk of not having the heart attack, not having the overthinking attack, is so much depending on what you're doing ahead of time, all right? And I totally empathize with, this hurts. This heart attack hurts. I want to feel better. I get that. This overthinking hurts. I want to feel better. And we want to be mature about it, right? Somebody that's mature with their heart attack knows and prevents ahead of time. And just like our culture now, like sometimes you're going to have a heart attack and hopefully you don't have a second, third, fourth heart attack, right? I really want you to know that I totally understand if you're in that space of having that overthinking attack, and I want to just encourage the maturity of doing the necessary things. This is a healing journey that all impacts the event, right? The heart attack event, the overthinking event. All right. So the thing that happens, and this has happened, I just want to share the tool and the thing that I know helps with my clients. And we do this every time. Every time a client has an overthinking attack, I ask them these questions. All right. And the questions really are about how is your nervous system feeling? Okay, up to this point. And so the questions are simple. How is your stress at work? Has your week had something where you've had a big project? Have you done something big in your life this week? So has there been a holiday, or have you had travel? Is there other things that are impacting and affecting the stress levels in your life? And it is not a shocker. It's like 99% of my clients that come to me in that overthinking event or attack, they're having things happen in their life that is having a great impact on something. What would seem small, relatively small, makes it seem massive. Okay. So I encourage you to not just think of the attack, but what are you doing preemptively to help your nervous system not be so jarred when that event happens? All right. And this is, I can guarantee some of you are going to like, that's no big deal. And that's fine, because even the best doctors, even me, I'm an amazing freaking coach. I'm going to toot my horn here. I'm an amazing coach. And I don't care how amazing your doctor is. They're not there with you to stop you from eating French fries. They're not there with you to stop you from eating too much salt. Like they're just there to be with you and hopefully guide you in your health journey. And it's the same thing over here, where I love my clients, and ultimately they own the responsibility. The ones that have incredible success, I'm talking one of my clients, let's call her T, had extreme anxious attachment, and fast forward to now, she is now moving to London with her boyfriend. Okay. It is that they're moving in together. So I know from personal experience for myself and with my clients, it's just one example, that when you are treating your health journey like you're getting healthier, it's not going to happen overnight, right? But when you do all the steps, it really does make an impact. So healing your nervous system and treating your nervous system, which basically, if you don't know your nervous system, let me introduce you to it. That is essentially the part of your body that goes into fight or flight, right? It wants to fight, like put up its dukes, or it wants to like run away. And so that system, that very intricate system, can get overwhelmed. And so if we have other things going on in our lives that put load and stress on our system, then something as simple as somebody not texting you is going to have a big impact. Now, I see clients and I see healing relationship anxiety from a holistic standpoint. So yes, your body is involved, right? That's one third of body, mind, and spirit. All right. So your body, typically in overthinking, it is a nervous system reaction. Like our nervous system triggers your mind into overthinking. So the big bulk of it, the simple tool is to treat your nervous system well. Treat your nervous system like the delicate system that it is. Because if you are not treating it well and you are loading your system, then of course something small is going to set you off. All right. And here's how you know that maybe your system is fragile at this point or delicate. Imagine if another loved one of yours, like your mom or a sister or your best friend, didn't text you for 12 hours. Like you would not think anything of it, right? Your system wouldn't be activated. But when we're in intimate relationship, your system is so much more sensitive to trigger and feel threatened, which then triggers your mind. So I look at the big bulk of overthinking of how is your nervous system being treated this week. All right. So treat your nervous system well. And if you have more questions on your nervous system, just tell me in the comments here or send me a DM, because I'm happy to share more about how to actually get your nervous system in a better place to lessen the impact of overthinking. And honestly, overthinking again is a three-part attack for me. It's your body, your mind, and your spirit. So first thing that you want to do is treat your nervous system really, really well. It's so simple, so simple. And to ask yourself, where is stress making an impact on me today? All right. So for example, and let's just do a quick example. If you are feeling a lot of stress at work, are you having good boundaries with your work hours, right? How are you honoring your system and unloading? So for example, if you are tend to be an overachiever, you're probably going to work longer hours, like, right? Maybe you have big projects and you're, instead of ending at 5, you're ending at 6, 7, 8 o'clock. So it does mean to scale back or to have stronger boundaries with your work that is putting extra stress and extra load on your system. So that being said, treat your nervous system well, because that is what is impacting and causing a big roadblock or a speed bump in the overthinking journey. All right. So be kind to yourselves, be gentle, love yourself and your body, and I'm believing in you. Mwah.